Husey and Kate catch up.
And good afternoon, everybody. It is indeed Husey and Kate driving you home this Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah, like we like to call it coincidental Wednesday. So
yes. It's coincidental Wednesday.
I have another Italian coincidence, by the way, that is going to fry your mind.
You know what?
Like someone in the 1970s who took LSD and cooked their eyeballs staring at the sun.
I've got a coincidence involving one of the best friends of the man who's about to walk into this studio. Yes, there's a coincidence from Saturday.
And the man about to walk into our studio is a superstar.
A worldwide superstar who is about to even make Netflix more valuable than it already is when his brand new series drops. When does it drop?
Valentine's Day, tomorrow.
Yeah, right, tomorrow. Yeah. So I think we should muck around. I think we should get right into it, Cody.
We're talking about Eric Banner.
And he's going to be right here next.
The Husey and Kate catch-up.
This is very exciting, everyone. Well, a lot of people would have heard of the podcast Dirty John. Well, Netflix tomorrow launches their brand new series, Dirty John, starring the man who's joined us just in the studio right now. It's Eric Banner.
Wow.
Woo! Afternoon.
Great to have you here, Eric.
Good to be here, bud.
So good. And this is exciting. This is, in fact, Eric Banner, the first podcast that I listened to in its whole entirety was the Dirty John podcast.
How quickly did you get through it? Did you do it in like 2 days?
It was one of those ones where I ended up sitting in my car. You know those where you'd like, you've got home, but you're like, I've just got to hear what happens next.
No, yeah. It's pretty unbelievable. And it's, you know, worth reminding people that it is a true story. Cause I think if you sit down and, you know, the podcast was 8 hours, so 8 episodes, you almost have to remind yourself it's a true story to get through it because it's so insane.
You know, the headlines is it's a woman, middle-aged, very successful, beautiful woman who's single in the States. She's got grown-up kids and she ends up dating this guy she's met who is a doctor. Yeah. And that's you.
And look, I haven't heard the podcast or I know that the series drops tomorrow. So the joy for me and for many people who haven't heard the podcast is that you can go, would you recommend someone go straight to the Netflix series?
We had a amazing, huge run in America and it didn't matter to that audience whether they'd heard the podcast or not. And we kind of took both into account when we were plotting out the show. So for the people who listen to the podcast, they love it. We go into more detail, obviously, than the podcast does, and we're able to uncover some pretty bizarre things. But if you know nothing about it, hey, even better.
Mm. All right. So he's obviously not all that he appears, and he's in fact Dirty John. He's a bad fella. And you, I'm going to say, are inspired casting.
You know what? And Eric, Darcy, who you can see through.
Is that a compliment?
I'm taking it as a compliment.
Darcy. Say hello to Eric, Darcy. Come over and say hello.
Hello.
Hi, Darcy.
Hello.
Now, what have you been worried about? Who have you been worried about seeing at your window over the last sort of few days when you've been watching the series?
I've been binge watching it and I'm actually scared of you.
This is awesome. People contact me on Twitter with the most bizarre compliments like, I can never watch The Time Traveler's Wife or this or that ever again. I can't watch him anymore. It's creeping me out. I'm like, it's okay. It's a compliment. It's cool. I'm loving it.
You're living that character, which is incredible. So it's already done. It's in America. So it's just coming. So it's Australia tomorrow.
Yes. It's worldwide on Netflix tomorrow. We thought, you know, people that may not want to go out could just sit at home for 8 hours and cozy up and watch Dirty John. But now, you're right, it is.
And be glad they're not part of the dating world.
You know, it's funny. When we were talking about the publicity for the show, I thought, I really wouldn't want to have shares in a dating app when this show comes out. And then I thought, you know what? Maybe it goes the other way. Like, I think there's a lot of people who watch it and go, yeah, I'll have some of that risky stuff.
But also, look at that Ted Bundy documentary on Netflix has just got people. I mean, Netflix had to put out a statement saying, stop thinking this guy is hot.
You know? Yes.
So, will they have to do the same for you and that your character, do you think?
Or? Well, it's an interesting point because one of the things that made the podcast a phenomenon and the show such a talking point is it's not just what my character John does, but it's the way that Deborah Newell responds to what I do that is what gets the reaction and what gets people riled up. And I don't want to give too much away, but it is an interesting study in what it's like for someone to be deep in a relationship and then discover things about someone and what they do and how hard it is for them to extricate themselves from that. From that behaviour.
Well, there's going to be
situation. Well, because your belief is so strong. Like when you endow someone in a relationship with certain attributes, it almost blinds you to anything else about them.
Yeah, and you have to remember it's not a fair fight. You know, the John Means of this world are incredibly good at what they do. It's not their first victim. They've had plenty of practice. They've had plenty of time to prepare. Mm. And on the receiving end, you have someone who is only wanting to see the best bits in someone. You know, yes. So it's psychologically, it's a complete emotional mismatch.
You enjoy playing these roles because, as far as I can tell, as you're one of the ultimate family men who have always been a good guy.
I've got to live out my fantasy somehow.
You got a dark side.
It's wearing me down. Good guy stuff is hard.
Just quickly, looking forward to you playing in The Dry, which is filming. Yes, with Jane Harper.
No, we're in pre-production. Yeah, we're going to be filming. Soonish, yes.
So that's going to be in Australia. That's going to be out like wide release.
Yeah, it'll be big, and we're really excited. It was a huge book here by Jane Harper, and much beloved by many book clubs. And very excited to play the lead character of Aaron Falk. It's a thriller set in a country town, and it's a wonderful. Wonderful book, and I think we've done a good job with the screenplay.
Yeah, great. Look forward
good
to that
on
as
you,
well.
Eric Banner.
All right.
Good on you, Kate.
Do not miss it, of course, on Netflix tomorrow for Valentine's Day. Perfect for you to stay in and watch Dirty John. Eric Banner.
Actually, do you do anything for Valentine's Day? Are you at all with your partner?
I'll go sit down with Rebecca and watch Dirty John.
All right. You're going to make her watch it.
Eric Banner, thanks for coming in.
Good thanks, anyway. Guys.
The Hughesy and Kate catch-up.
Story from the Gold Coast, Katie, today, where a Gold Coast woman.
The Goldie.
Yeah, we love the Goldie, don't we? Love the Goldie.
The Goldie.
Mm.
I used to live on the Goldie. Mm. The Goldie. My brother still lives on the Goldie.
Well, your brother is the member of a parliament for the Gold Coast, isn't he?
The member for Surfers Paradise.
Yeah, he's been voted in but many, many times. Well, he might have to get involved in this story. You know,
well,
I don't think he would be happy
everything.
With what's going on. Well, a young woman is on a Jetstar flight and one of the flight attendants told her to put some clothes on, which is ridiculous because she was wearing clothes.
Now,
crazy.
I've just seen her outfit, which I hadn't, when I first heard this story, I assumed it was going to be like short shorts where you can see people's buttocks.
Yeah, which
but
is...
it's not at all. Well, she's wearing like a black crop top, not even that croppy, and some like beige pantaloons,
yeah,
like culottes.
Well, we've got
and
her
sandals. She looks lovely.
We've got her on the line right now. Shoshana, welcome to Hughesy and Kate. Appreciate your time.
That's okay. Thanks for having me.
Now,
we also appreciate your outfit.
Oh no, I don't have an outfit. It was like I didn't have any clothes, and I had to rush to the airport. So it's like one of the outfits that you just have to quickly chuck on, you know.
But you didn't just talk. Yeah. Trying to talk into your phone there. We're having a little bit of trouble with your phone line.
Yeah.
Can you? Yeah. So right into it. So were you self conscious about what you were wearing before the flight attendant said anything to you?
No, I wasn't. To be honest with you, I knew it was going to be like quite hot in the Gold Coast, so I didn't really think about that. I had other stuff going on that day, so it didn't even cross my mind. To be honest.
And so, Shoshana, what happened? Did you get to go on the plane? Was it when you checked in, the flight attendant said, when did this happen and how did it happen?
So it was on the plane when I was getting onto the plane and the flight attendant was seating everybody and I was in the first three rows.
Yep.
So she grabbed me over, she said, can you come to the front of the cabin?
She called you to the front of the cabin?
Called
like,
me to
really?
The front of the cabin, yeah. And then she asked me if any guys are walking around with any shirts off, and I said no. Like, and then she said, "Do you think your outfit's appropriate?" And I said, "I was just in shock, to be honest with you. Like, I didn't. No one's ever said that to me before."
Yeah.
So she's in a way, really. And she asked me to put a t-shirt on.
She asked you to put clothes on. She actually said, "You've got to put some." Did she say? Otherwise, did she really? Did she really demand it?
She said, do you have a T-shirt in the bag that you can put on? And I went to my bag and I didn't actually have any t-shirt in the bag to put on. And then she said, oh, well, I'll have to get you a blanket. And,
so this is in front of all, is in front of a
yeah,
number of other.
That's when everyone started like hearing the conversation. And I think everybody was in shock, really, like didn't understand what was going on. And a woman felt sorry for me. So she just goes, look, hon, just take my jacket for now. Just take it. Like, and
so you had to wear another passenger's jacket to try to get through the flight. Well, was she going to lock you up and put you in the?
I don't know.
Is there a spot there?
You know what I find odd about all of that, Shoshana? If your outfit was offensive, which I can't see that it was. I see a little bit of waist, a little bit of midriff, but making you go to the front of the plane and then all the ruckus around it only drew attention to it.
I know.
But also they allowed you on the plane. You'd gone through security, I imagine. They could have stopped you there. I mean, look, this is going to sound crass, but your nipples weren't showing, were they?
I know. I was wearing a bra.
She's wearing a bra, for God's sake. I mean, that is, I often know when people aren't wearing bras. That's crazy.
It was a high top. I mean, it wasn't even a low-cut top.
No, it's not. Was it the glimpse of waist?
Yeah, it was a glimpse of waist.
Of waist, right.
She might have got a tattoo on the thighs or something, I don't know.
You're allowed to have tattoos. I mean, if people at the Gold Coast weren't allowed on planes with tattoos, they'd have to shut the airport.
They'd never fly.
There's no doubt about it.
It sounds like, I don't know what your vibe was when you dealt with a flight attendant, but it sounds like it was a woman and she was having a bad day.
She probably was having a bad day, yeah.
Mm. So you wore the jacket for the flight and you gave the jacket back to the other passenger when you got off. Is that right?
Well, I was a little bit cold anyway. I didn't actually have a jacket with me. So I put it on my legs and it actually kept me warm.
Yeah, right.
But I did go over to the flight attendant and I did tell her that, look, I'm actually on a flight for a family emergency. I just think this is inappropriate and, I don't think I should be spoken to like that. And I sat
and what
down.
Did she
and
say?
And she felt guilty. She felt guilty and she tried to come over and offer me, like, food and drinks. And I was just upset at that point, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want any free food or drinks or whatever.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Well, it's a fascinating story. And
I
believe Jetstar offered you a $50 voucher, though, didn't they? Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
I mean, that's.
If you get on board some of their sales, that could be a lot of flights.
Hughie and Kate catch up.
Just talking to a young lady from the Gold Coast who was asked to put on more clothes for her flight.
Crazy, Shoshana.
She was wearing a midriff top, a black midriff top, and some pants, three-quarter pants, but they were baggy beige pants.
It's mind-boggling. Kate, have you ever been asked to put more clothes on?
When we were on holidays the year before last, I had bought a tulle skirt. You know what tulle is, Husey? Like
no.
That see-through, like a ballerina skirt. And we were going down the beach and I put the tulle skirt on over my togs to walk down the beach. And my husband said to me, I don't think you should wear that. And I said, why not? And he said, oh, that's a bit sexy. And I'm like, but... if I just walked down the beach in my togs, you'd have no issue with it.
Yeah, I know what he's saying, though. It's the it's alluring when you can see through clothes, even to underwear or to bathers. I don't know. But that's so. Did you say, okay, honey, I'll do what you want?
Yeah, I took it off.
You took it off? Well, interesting.
Yeah, I took it off.
Oh, well.
I took it all off.
Well, look, it would have eventually. So.
And then it wasn't sexy anymore.
No, I'm sure he would still appreciate you at the side of you. He's still married to you, so at any point he could leave, couldn't he? I mean, you haven't got a gun to his head, so he obviously likes what you're delivering on a daily basis over the years.
Thank you for that analysis. You could get a job on Married at First Sight.
Hey, well, we want to hear from people who have been told to put clothes on.
Yeah. 13.
Well, men...
Sorry.
Men?
Men get it all the time, don't you? So you can't wear singlets into pubs. And yeah, but sometimes they try and serve it up to women as well.
Yeah, I mean, if blokes want to ring us and tell us that, yeah, they got told to, you know, put shoes on and not have thong. I don't know. But, yeah, we'll see what we get here.
13, 10, 60, were you told to put more clothes on?
The Husey and Kate catch up, back in just a bit. They won't be too long, promise. The Husey and Kate catch up.
I want to know if you've been told to put some clothes on.
Yeah, because a young woman who we just spoke to, she's gone viral, her story. Gold
Shoshana.
Coast. She's on a Jetstar flight, and one of the flight attendants insisted she find more clothes. And
she had to borrow a jacket from another passenger.
And give her a blanket.
But it happened on the plane, mind you, not at check-in or anything like that. So it sounds like an individual sort of...
Yeah, absolutely, of course.
...knee-jerk response that then I think the flight attendant later...
Yes. Mm. But she's not alone. You've told us, Kate, that your husband is often telling you to put more clothes on.
Not often.
I encourage my wife to wear less clothes. It's like, come on, honey. You don't need that jacket. Like... Be proud of yourself. You know
what?
I'm saying, you know, show some skin.
Oh, well, aren't you a great guy?
Well, exactly. I'm affirmative action. Is what I'm.
A lot of people have been told. Tanika, what happened?
So I live in a small town, and I just went to the petrol station and got some fuel, and my sister, my partner and I, we were just going to go down to the river for a swim. I went in to pay for my fuel, and I had like a white dress on, so you could still see my swimmers. And I was refused service, so I couldn't pay for my fuel because I was told to go put more clothes on. So my partner had to go in and pay for my fuel, and I was pretty much kicked out.
That's just crazy. Is it? Who was it? A guy or a girl who told you this?
It was a woman, and I was also going to grab a few snacks. And she's like, "I'm sorry, but what you're wearing is a bit inappropriate. Do you mind covering yourself up next time?"
Really?
But like, I had a dress on and everything.
It was just see through, and you had your bathers underneath. You were going down to the river for a swim. What's wrong with these people?
Tanika, you said it's a country town. Did you? Yeah. Did she know you?
No, but she knew my parents, so it was a bit awkward when Dad came home and told me about the situation.
Yeah, no, it's just I just can't believe
that. In a servo. By the way, is anything more glorious than going down to a river for a swim?
Yeah, well, I mean...
Let's just reflect on that for a moment in this great nation.
On a warm day, if the river's, you know, not polluted.
Okay, all right. Here's heads up, people. If you see some 40-gallon drums with the skull and crossbones on them floating in the creek, best not to jump in.
There's snags everywhere, though, so be careful where you swim in rivers. Emma, what happened? What's going on? Hello, Emma. Yep, go for it.
Yes, I was visiting my husband in prison.
Yep.
And I was pulled over by a prison guard and told that, well, I was wearing a long dress. It was long, it had long sleeves, and it was high necked. I was trying to be
discreet. You didn't want to,
Told me that it was very see-through.
It was see-through. Yeah.
Like at the bottom.
Yeah, it was too see-through. It's going on with your phone
through
there.
My legs.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm sorry, I've never worn this before. And I think it's very see-through. And she glared at me and said, like a window.
Like a window.
Oh, like a window.
Yeah.
She'd obviously had a good peep through that window.
I feel like this is a TV show. So your husband, was your husband allowed to touch in that meeting, or was it just purely look at?
Yes, by then he was in low security.
Was it a conjugal? So, was it a conjugal visit?
No, he hasn't been for a lot longer than he was. It's been for 2 years.
Yeah. Wish her phone was better. I really wanted to hear
more. I know. Me too. When it starts with I was visiting my husband in prison.
We should get her back.
But also it would make sense that you'd have to be a very thirsty person to walk through a male prison scantily clad, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but how about giving the guys a bit of a thrill so that they can know what it's like on the outside so maybe they'll reform quicker?
No, not after that scene in Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, right. I mean,
that would be terrible, wouldn't it?
The Husey and Kate catch up. Yeah, driving you home this Wednesday afternoon. Been a big show already. Already had Eric Banner pop in to say hello, which was exciting.
Well, I think Katie, live from Bologna, should be clapping a little bit more. You can't go to Bologna and then stop clapping because your clapping
I was clapping.
It wasn't. It was half-hearted. We need full-hearted clapping from you. We're not going to get it.
I'll decide when I clap.
Here we go.
And on whose
terms.
Here we go.
You know that we just had Eric Banner in.
Yes.
Who we love, who's got a new Dirty John coming out on Netflix, isn't it?
Yeah, tomorrow.
An old friend of ours.
Yeah, absolutely. So he, one of these, we're about to do Quinsman on Wednesday, aren't we?
We are, absolutely.
Yeah, I reckon we can,
Hi, I'm Christian.
No way, my name's Christian too. What a coincidence!
It's Coincidental Wednesday.
Jump on the phone right now, 131060 for your coincidences, big or small.
Now, we've got a cracker coming up from Katie, which is an ongoing coincidence. We're going to get to that as well when we come back.
An Italian coincidence. Yeah.
But before that, so Eric Banner, good friend of ours, he's a big AFL fan. You know that, don't you, Katie?
Yes, huge Saints supporter.
One of his best friends is the former captain of St Kilda Football Club, Nick Revolt, and who's a Queenslander, you know? So anyway, so this is my coincidence. This is Saturday. Saturday night, decided to get a pizza, was going to bloody dial it in and thought, I'm going to drive to get the pizza like the old days. So I drive down to the pizza shop to get the pizza, and who do I run into? I hadn't run into him for a couple of years, Nick Revolt, former captain of the St Kilda Saints. Shake his hand, good on you, Nick, haven't seen you for ages, blah, blah, blah. So Saturday night, come home, get the pizza, eat the pizza, then go to do a comedy gig. When I'm walking out of the comedy gig, there's a family out the front of the venue and they say, oh, can you please get a photo with our daughter? And I said, sure, let's get a photo with the daughter. And then I'm shaking the daughter's hand and the mum of the daughter says, you know what, you and Nick Riewoldt are her favourite people in the world. And as I'm shaking her hand, I'm shaking this girl's hand, I said, that hand has just touched Nick Riewoldt. This is weird. That's my coincidence. That's pretty good, isn't it? That's not bad.
Right. No, it's pretty good. Well, I mean, you enjoy it. That's the point of coincidences.
I know.
Really, only you need to enjoy
them.
I mean, it's good.
All right, so you think I'm pumping up my own tires. Is that what you're saying here? Or is it
not at all. I just think...
Yeah, no, I appreciate...
I think it's fine.
Yeah, well, something.
I think it's fine.
He's also best friend but of... Eric Banner's best friends, who we just saw. So
yeah, I don't know why you roped Banner into it.
Because I thought that would hook me into the story, and then I could get the story out. So that was pretty smart.
It's unusual.
That's what the coincidence.
I'm happy for you.
It's meant to be unusual.
131060. The bar's been set very high, so give us a call.
Whatever, mate.
Jack, as someone who's copped a rating on your coincidences,
I gave you a one
from me.
Out of 10.
Yes.
What would you give that out of 10?
Oh, probably a 2.
Oh, that is ridiculous, mate.
I don't believe in rating coincidences.
That's a 4. That's at least a 4.
The Husey and Kate catch up.
Hi, I'm Christian.
No way, my name's Christian too. What a coincidence!
It's Coincidental Wednesday.
131060 for your coincidences. Give us a call.
Yeah, and Jack off mic told
really
me
upset.
That he actually enjoyed my coincidence, but he thought that he would play along with you, Kate. So there you go.
Did he?
That's
Jack,
what he said.
Did you?
I didn't say I'd play along. I said I was giving you a bit, but it wasn't too bad.
He said
it was very offended.
He said
by
it was
us
a
not
good coincidence.
No. Well, it's funny, isn't it? Because it's easy to dish out the judgment, isn't it? But it's not so easy to be on the receiving end of it.
Well, we're going to finish off with your amazing coincidence, Katie. Before we do that, we're going to get some other coincidences. I think we've got another Eric Banner one. Mine involved Eric Banner's friend. What's your coincidence?
As we like to say, the coincidences are just the little nuggets that are sprinkled along your pathway in life to give you a little buck up, aren't they, Emma?
So I was just on the phone to my friend. She wants to involve her daughter into this.
Just talking to the phone. Talking to the phone. We need people to be talking into the phone.
Yeah. So she just called me up and wanted to know which kindergarten I went to when I was younger, because she wants to enroll her daughter there. And I was just saying how when I went to that kindergarten in Brighton, I went with Eric Banner's son. He was there, and my mum, she used to dress up all the time because she used to work as the chef there every time that he'd come in and pick his son up. But as I was saying that, you guys mentioned that he was in for the interview, and I just, like, hung up the phone on her and called you guys up straight away. Like, what a coincidence is that?
Well, that is a big coincidence. It's Coincidental Wednesday. Because even though we love Eric Banner, we're certainly not mentioning his name every day, are we? So,
no.
Crazy. Yeah.
And his son Klaus, we didn't mention at all.
Who is now an adult. So, yeah. There you go. So that's an old story, isn't it? Her story was, I mean, her mother was dressing up a long time ago.
You're a whacker.
I still think.
Hello, Danielle.
Hi, how are you?
We're great, Danielle.
We're celebrating coincidences, Danielle.
Yeah, I've got a bit of a cracker.
Good.
So I'm adopted, and my birth mother is a Canberra lady. She's not very nice, and I just wanted to see what she looked like. I didn't want to meet her, so I found out she was one of the head honchos at a leagues club down there. So I travelled on a business trip and tied in with the annual general meeting. So we went to sign in, and my friend had to get someone to sign him in, so I had to wait in the foyer. And I said to the girl at the desk, "Oh, look, just wondering, is such and such at the board meeting tonight?" And she said, "Yes, she is." And I went, "Oh, great." And I stood there waiting for my friend to come back out. And then the girl said, "Well, why do you want to know if such and such is there?" And I just said, "Well, it doesn't really matter, but why do you want to know why I want to know?"
Yep.
She said, and she said, "Because that's my mother."
Whoa.
Oh, Danielle.
What did you say?
I crapped myself. I went, oh my gosh. And right then my friend, who's a Canberra guy, came out, and he sort of heard that last exchange and sort of saw my face. And he went, "Did you still want to go in?" And I went, oh. And then the girl was still staring at me like, "Why?"
Your sister, your sister, you mean?
Half-sister.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
She was the birth mother, went on to have three more kids.
Yeah.
And it actually happened to be her daughter at the front desk signing people in.
What are the odds? It's Coincidental Wednesday. Did she look like you, Danielle?
Yeah, look, she probably did. As a joke, my friend sort of said, "Oh, thank God, you dodged a bullet. You look like you looks in the family." But I think we were all just very embarrassed.
But you never alerted that woman, your half sister, that you're related.
No, before I knew I had ADHD, which was a funny thing, because as a normal impulsive thing at 7:30 at night, I would have said, "Why do I want to know?" Well, because she gave birth to me, so I'm just here to see what she looks like.
I hear what you're saying.
Wow.
Crazy times.
Stunning. Now, that's a stunning coincidence.
Katie, your coincidences have been going on and on over there in Bologna.
Well,
what have we got?
This is ridiculous. Well, this ties in with last week. Remember when Sasha was dating Giuseppe here, our producer Sasha, went on a Tinder date.
Yeah.
And he took her to a restaurant, and this happened.
Giuseppe said to me, "Would you like to go out again?" We had to go to a pizza restaurant because the owner of the restaurant is a friend of his, and he must have been saying, "I've met an Australian girl."
Yep.
And the owner went, "Oh, the girl's from the radio."
And knew about
us. Straight away.
And guess how he knew, Husey? Because the week before, he had been in Newcastle, he'd heard our radio show, and he'd seen your TV show.
And he was like,
"Show.
I watched Husey, we have a problem."
Yes.
What? It's Coincidental Wednesday. Very, very definition of a small world right there.
Yes. Okay. So Monday night, Sash, as you know, is back in Australia.
Yeah.
And Giuseppe is missing her.
Badly, as far as we can tell.
He invites us for dinner. to go to this pizza restaurant that Sash had been to the week before, where by coincidence the guy had been in Australia and heard about me coming to Bologna, right?
Yep.
Now, you need to bear in mind Bologna is a city of probably about 2,000 restaurants.
Mm.
Right? It's quite a big... Well, the city centres... Yeah, it's a big
600,000 people live there. It's a big...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And before we moved here, we had spent two afternoons in Bologna.
Yeah.
So Giuseppe comes and picks us up. We go to... actually on the outskirts of Bologna. So we leave the old city, the centre, and we're in a car, which is a bit of a thrill. And then we drive up to this restaurant and Peter says, "Oh my God, we have been here before."
It's coincidental.
Last year, when we were in Bologna for one of two afternoons, the only two afternoons that we had spent there, I made Peter take me to an op shop, which is sort of in the middle of nowhere. And when we were walking back to our car, there was a restaurant that had just opened for lunch. And Peter went, "Why don't we get something to eat here?" And I went, "Yeah, that looks nice." And we ate at Stefano's restaurant. What are the odds? Where we then had the best pizza in the world.
The odds are long. Everything is working out here where I think Sasha and Giuseppe need to get married. I really think
well, fair enough. There you go.
An Italian wedding.
Yes.
And we fly people over.
We'll work on that during the song. It's Husey and Kate driving you home.
The Husey and Kate catch up. Back in just a bit. The Husey and Kate catch up.
Barb on the way for you very soon.
Yes. Listen to a real life scammer who doesn't know that we know he's a scammer.
Yeah, that's
the joy of it. He thinks the woman's falling in love with him.
The joy of it is hearing what they say. And Barb interacts with him because she's a nutter.
I'll tell you who I believe might be scammers.
Who?
The people who put together Married at First Sight.
They should have their marriage licenses. Have they got licenses, those psychologists? No one's going to go
there. For starters, you know how they were obsessed with Matt's virginity? Remember that? That they just couldn't get enough.
I saw the headlines.
The fact that this guy was a virgin and then... they put him with a woman called Lauren and everything seemed to be going along nicely. And then last night she just couldn't bear the fact that he wasn't passionate enough for her and then sprung it on him that she wants threesomes and to go to a swingers party.
Look, I haven't...
I mean, last week the guy was a virgin. I mean, slow down.
So I haven't kept up with this. But so she took his virginity, did she?
Yes. Yeah. And now it's not enough for it. I want to say this ain't it, Chief. I mean, really, there could be someone else for Matt. Anyway, the show is obsessed, so obsessed with him being a virgin.
Did they film
which
that?
He is no actually, longer.
Did they film the moment or not?
I don't think so.
They didn't broadcast it?
They just showed them in the morning and it went quite well. They were both happy.
If she does get impregnated, well, you know, with the one from Channel 7 live film the birth, I mean, what's going on with TV?
Channel 9, probably.
I don't think they'd
give it to a rival network.
Well, what's her name? Who did that with the live birth the other night? Did you see the live birth? Did you hear about the live birth? Channel 7 had a live birth. Did a whole show.
Why?
I don't know. Was that ever established why they had the live birth?
And who did it? Have a live birth?
The woman from Sunrise did it. She used to be on Sunrise.
Oh, Koshy's other bit.
Koshy's ex.
What? Sam Armitage?
The first one. What was her name? Mel.
Oh, Mel.
Mel Doyle, yeah.
Doyle?
She commentated the live birth.
Well, can I say this? I'm giving the live birth a wide berth.
Yeah, well.
Because I don't want that. But I tell you what I do love is Married at First Sight. Obsession with the fact that Matt was a virgin so much now that this is how they still refer to him.
The strength of Lauren and ex-virgin Matt's relationship has been put under pressure this week.
We're all ex-virgins on that show.
No, well, some of
everyone's
us aren't
an
ex.
Ex-virgin.
Some of us are still, you know.
Not me.
Not now.
Who do you think?
No, I don't know. I mean, in life, not just
on that show. If you're going to refer to people by the fact of what they formerly were, I think it's going to end up sounding a bit ridiculous. But then the show really seems to have embraced it.
All right, yeah, good.
Needing a break from his intimacy issues, former teenager Mark has decided to take control and take former embryo Ning to a former warehouse to get physical.
This is what's commonly known as a gym.
Yeah, I mean, everyone was something formerly.
Yeah, absolutely they were.
Well, they can't get enough of it here.
No.
Yes Week is in full swing with former non-drinker Melissa and former bedwetter Dino trying out some aerial yoga in some former bed sheets.
With the Yes Week, we've been doing all things Dino love.
One couple is struggling to get close with former fetus Bronson and former kindergarten attendee Innes still living in separate apartments, even after undertaking an emergency therapy session with a former unqualified relationship therapist.
I need some fun and some laughter. Like, I'm one of those people where I laugh at everything.
Things have been a little tense between former preschooler Mick and former bald-headed baby Jess since the last dinner party.
I love how you stood up for me there, babe. Thanks.
I didn't hear it, though.
I mean, live in the present.
Yeah, no, I think we should all embrace it.
But by the way, Ning is a nong.
Ming is a nong?
Ning is a nong.
Ning's a nong?
Ning is a nong.
Ning is a nong.
He really got a dud with her, yeah.
So Ning isn't, yeah, right.
Yeah.
You're allowed to say that Ning is a nong?
Yeah, I can say Ning is a nong. I've said it.
Well, yes, but not a former nong, a current nong.
No, she's a current nong.
Yeah, right.
And also,
she a former non-nong or has she always been a nong?
You know? I suspect she's always been a nong.
Yeah, right.
And always been a ning.
Hughie and Kate catch up.
We're a big fan of facts on this show. Freaky facts, to be exact.
We are.
We love them.
That's why we started this segment. And my son was in here this afternoon, Katie. Raf came in and...
Well, I've lost interest in Raf now, just as he lost interest in me a year or so ago.
I took him to Macca's before he came in, so yeah. He ordered a chicken Big Mac. Chicken Big Mac.
What's that?
It's a Big Mac, but no meat patties, chicken patties.
And two chicken patties?
Yeah, and they've actually the woman behind the counter said, "We've taken it off the menu, but I'll do you a solid and I'll just swap out the chicken patties and the meat patties." And he holds.
Wasn't that how they always made it?
Yeah, I don't know what the difference was.
Why?
But he holds everything though, just the chicken and the bread, holding everything else.
No mayo, no pickles, nothing. No lettuce,
as
no
dry as the Sahara Desert.
The Hughie and Kate catch up.
It's a super freak, super freak, super freaky fact.
Matilda, did you love that introduction?
It was pretty good.
Pretty good, yeah. She didn't do much with Clegg.
Matilda.
A bit disappointed with her inability to stretch out Clegg.
All right. Can I tell you something that went on behind the scenes, Matilda? Now, this is secret business that normally you wouldn't know about. Your introduction was going to go like this. Matilda Clegg, Matilda Clegg. Matilda, Matilda, Matilda Clegg, Matilda.
Yeah, we get it. Why didn't it? Why didn't it? Were you trying to save time? Because then you've just blown it out anyway, haven't you? So.
No, well, that's it. Would you have preferred that introduction, Matilda Clegg?
Yeah.
Have you seen the theatre show Matilda? Is there a theatre? Is that Matilda? Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you like it?
Yeah.
It's great. My children love that. Great songs, isn't it?
I mean, your name has never been a greater name than it is now because you've got the ancient.
It's always been a great name though, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Lovely. But now it's got the historical Australian and the beautiful Roald Dahl, Matilda.
Do you ever get
double happiness?
Do you ever get called Tilly?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's a fun.
Tilda?
What was that?
All my friends call me Tilly.
Yeah, that's a cool name, Tilly. But they're all cool.
Now,
or Matty. They don't call you Matty. No, that's
no.
No.
And they don't call you Dar.
No.
No, but anyway, we could do that all day. But let's get on with it.
No.
Hey.
But you know, if you were a Dutch girl, Matilda, you'd wear Clegg clogs.
Hmm. Yep. She's impressed. Let's go with your first fact, Matilda.
Did you know until 1915, U.S. parents would legally mail their children through postal service?
Super freaky fact.
What would they do? Sorry, I missed that.
They'd legally mail their children through the postal service.
So they could put them in the post box and then just send them off somewhere. Is that right? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not really sure.
You'd send them like a parcel,
They could legally mail their children through the postal service. Yeah, so they would. They would just put them in the, probably not in the, yeah, maybe those air holes in them.
Oh, you'd have trouble squeezing them through the slot.
I think it's a good idea.
To take them to
I would certainly prefer to mail my children on holiday than actually have to take them with me on whatever vehicle I'm on. So it'd be good if you could mail them forward.
And COD.
Matilda, great fact. Let's go with number two.
Love it.
Did you know sea otters hold hands when they are sleeping so they don't drift apart?
Oh. Super freaky fact.
That's the most romantic thing. On the eve of Valentine's Day, to think that sea otters are doing that.
Oh, I love that.
No, probably, yeah. So they wouldn't even have
Matilda,
to be.
Matilda.
Yeah?
Matilda, what do you think happens if one of the sea otters secretly wants to drift apart from the other one? You think they try to get their little paw out?
Yeah, I think they'll stop fighting.
That would be an easy way to divorce, wouldn't it, if you could just let go of your partner's hand in your
and
sleep
drift and off
just
with drift the tides.
Off.
Yeah.
All right, that's a great fact. That's two rippers. Let's
Beautiful.
Go. Let's bring it home, Matilda.
Did you know Mozart kept a fart diary?
Kept a sight diary.
A what?
A fart diary?
A fart diary?
Yeah.
Super freaky fact.
So,
what do you mean?
So whenever he farted, he kept a record of it. Is that right?
Yeah.
Interesting. I certainly would.
Can I just say, Matilda Clegg, I mean, that's an amazing fact. If Husey were to keep a fart diary, he wouldn't have time for anything else in his day.
Because I fart a lot. That wasn't me. That was recorded. Not in
Mozart's
the studio.
Were musical.
No. Have you got some farters in your family, Matilda?
My dad.
Yeah, I thought it might be him.
Traditional.
Yeah. And that's our right as a father to be able to do that, you know? And you can't
I'm
stop
very
us.
Glad.
You can move out if you want to, but while it's our house, we're going to be able to do that.
I'm very glad you didn't say your mum, Matilda. That would have been terrible all round. Matilda Clegg. You've presented us with some magnificent and unforgettable facts.
Absolutely.
The Husey and Kate catch up.
Coming up next, we need to check in with close friend of the show, Barb.
Yeah.
I mean, yes.
She's always been the number one exposer of scammers in Australia. Not the scammers aren't
she's
in Australia.
Really?
The scammers are in Ghana and Nigeria.
Correct. She's had terrible luck, really, because she's just a widowed lady who's gone online thinking she'll get modern and look for love, and she just seems to attract scammers. I mean, but it seems to be, he may not be a scammer.
Fred Crowder.
Yesterday they were words of love from Fred Crowder.
Love you. Talk to you soon, honey.
Oh.
Okay, babe.
Did you say you love me?
Of course I do love you, okay? I'm crazy about you, you should know that. Okay, baby?
Fred Crowder's an American.
Well, so he says. He looks like Bill Gates in his photos.
Oh, stunning.
He looks like a bit of a nerd, Fred Crowder.
Yes, and that's the type that Barb wants, a solid, reliable fellow. However, his lack of conversation is so tiresome.
Barb
can't bear being asked one more time what she's had for lunch and how her day has gone, baby. So Barb's going to step it up a notch. We need to find out if he's a scammer or not.
Yeah, and what angle he's going to come from.
And what angle she's going to come from.
The Husey and Kate catch up. Back in just a bit. The Husey and Kate catch up.
Finding love online is never easy.
Hello?
But this time, things are going to be different. Ladies and gentlemen, Hughie and Kate are proud to introduce Barb.
A life without love is a life half lived. Oh, and that's her quest. To find love, she's gone online.
Yep.
We think that she may be getting...
She's been
scammed.
There have been scammers every time so far. Let's not deny that. They're all over
That's
the joint.
Terrible.
But this Fred Crowder.
But this guy, yes, he's American. He's very successful. He's just gone to work in Malaysia.
Does not sound
on
American.
An offshore. Yeah.
Where's the money?
He hasn't asked for any money.
Does he even know how to ask for money? What's Barb going to do?
Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he's not a scammer. Mm. But Barb can't bear his lack of conversation anymore.
All right.
Yep. What did you have for lunch? She's going to step things up now,
good.
Put a bit of pressure.
Good.
On. Goodness.
Hello, baby.
Oh. Hello, Fred. I'm too sexy for my hat. Too sexy for my hat. Hat, hat. Do you know who sang that song, Fred?
I think I do, but kind of skipped my mind. Can you remind me?
Right, said Fred. It's you.
That's good.
Yes.
So how is your day going? You said you went out to do some sports or something.
Yes, I went out to do Zumba. Okay. Do they do Zumba in America, Fred?
Yeah, sure.
Very popular, is it?
Yes, baby.
Well, I got my maracas out at Zumba today.
Have you had your lunch?
Yes, and then I met a girlfriend for lunch. And I have to tell you something, Fred.
Yeah.
This Saturday might be a very important date for somebody. Someone on the telephone. And I don't think it's you, Fred. And that only leaves me is having a birthday.
It's your one, baby. I didn't hear you.
It's my birthday.
That's so nice. Oh, so bad I'm not there yet to share with you and have a good time with you.
You know what, Fred? There's only one thing I want for my birthday.
What is that, my love?
I want you, Fred.
Wow. That's so sweet.
I want you.
Really coming to be with you and know that I'm crazy about you and I can't wait to
Are you
fly
coming?
Down there. And
Malaysia is so close to Australia. You could be here in a few hours.
Yes, I know that, baby boy. You know, it won't be easy because... The company won't be happy for me to just leave my work just like that. And I have to get a sign up from them if I have to travel on emergency or something like that.
Yes, it's an emergency. It's a love emergency, Fred. Please. Oh, please.
Yeah. Oh, God, Fred is... Just his brain doesn't work very fast, does it, Fred?
Well, we're waking him up. It's very early in the morning in Nigeria.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's a terrible time difference.
If you miss any of Barb, you can obviously catch up with everything via the podcast, usingkate.com.au. Check it out in video on our Facebook page, and we'll find out tomorrow what Fred's response will be.
Yes.
Whether he's going to come.
What's he going to do?
How long is the game Fred is playing?
Yes, I think he wants to play the long game, but she's going to make him play the short game.
More Barb tomorrow.
The Hughie and Kate catch up.
Yeah, driving you home this afternoon. Massive show. It's been still plenty on the way, including another superstar coming up very soon.
Yes, Curtis Stone, who is one of the world's best chefs, is going to be on our show because he's got something very exciting to announce to Australia. Kate, you love Curtis.
That he's hot.
Well, I think that's been announced many years ago, and he certainly is like an old, you know, cheese. You're only getting tastier. How long can cheese...
I don't know if cheese is a good example.
Aged cheese is something, isn't it? Like, yeah.
I'm going to send you a photo today from the cheese shop down the bottom of our apartment. You've never seen so much cheese in your whole life.
And you love cheese. And it's just,
I love cheese.
It's just below you the whole time.
All the time.
So you got to walk past to get into your apartment. You walk past all that cheese.
I've got so much cheese already. Every time I go in, I buy a different type of cheese. I mean, it's all Parmesan.
Inundated with cheese.
And the other thing they've got is giant legs of pigs.
Pig legs.
Hanging. Because when you went, they just slice them for you. But they're all sealed, I think, with fat.
I have an interesting fact.
So the roof is just lined with pig's legs.
Interesting fact, and you'll probably get this, but I'll put it to you. Write it down, Jack, your answer.
Am I writing something down?
Yeah, write it down. All right, here we go. Half the world's consumption of pork comes from one country. Which country consumes half the world's pork? Oh. Write it down. Half. There's about 1,000 countries in the world. One country, half the amount of pork they eat. All right, now put it up so I can see.
I'm saying this because of bacon.
He's gone to the UK. You've gone America. Katie's gone America. Yeah. China. Yeah. China eats half the world's pork. There you go.
Super freaky fact.
And another,
dig on swine.
And we've just had the Lunar New Year, the Chinese New Year. And apparently, my driver told me the other day, the biggest movement of people in the world, the biggest annual migration of people is the Chinese New Year. So they all.
What do you mean?
Well, that's when the most people move. They move. What? People move.
That's ridiculous. Chinese move from where to where?
I don't know where they go.
Chok mong namoi. Chok mong namoi.
On the subject of movement, Katie is in Italy and she has been having a lot of long lunches with Giuseppe and other Italians, and there's been driving going on. And you need to tell Australia what goes on with the breath test, or what goes on with the drunk driving test.
An Italian drink driving test.
Do not miss this, Australia.
Australia.
I think America's got a similar equivalent as well.
I've never heard anything like it.
You know, the walk the line?
Yeah, yeah, but it's more than that.
But this is crazy.
The Hughesy and Kate catch up.
Kate coming to us live from Bologna in Italy.
And so, Katie, you're doing like Italy time, we're in the morning, you're.
Yes.
So there's an opportunity.
We're going out for lunch today.
Well, the kids are at school, in the international school in Bologna, so you and your husband are there, and you have an opportunity to have some lunches, don't you?
Well, not only that, when Sasha French, producer of the year, was here, she went on a Tinder date with a man, and it turned out to be wildly successful, lovely Giuseppe.
Yes, and you guys are hooking up with Giuseppe.
Well, now, because Giuseppe's got a massive void in his life from the tiny New Zealander. She's left a huge Sasha-shaped hole in his heart.
He's bombarding her with messages, we believe. Is that true, Sasha?
Oh, is he? What'd you get today?
How many, Sasha, today?
Oh, he FaceTimed me this morning.
God, every morning?
Did he?
So that's night for him, is it? Just before bed, he's got you on the FaceTime.
So, yeah.
What was he wearing?
No, he was out at a bar.
Yeah, wow. So he's surrounded.
He's out all the time. Italians are an absolutely extravagantly social people.
Here I'm hearing, Katie, though, he is surrounded by the most beautiful women in Europe. He can't even see them. He's just on his phone staring at this little Kiwi.
Yep, that's right.
15,000 miles away.
Because she's gone, you know, he said to me the other night, I said to him, it was my first show without Sasha. I said, I missed her.
Yep.
And he said, big pause, me too.
Whoa. Falling hard, falling deep.
Love it. Anyway, so we've sort of picked up the mantle of Giuseppe. So my husband's having a date with him
There's no way he's a scammer, is it? There's no way that he's playing some long game.
No, we've been and had dinner at his restaurant.
He's from Nigeria.
He's a very successful man.
No, I've seen him. He's obviously not from Nigeria. Well, he could be from Nigeria.
Not everyone from Nigeria is a scammer, by the way. If he was from Nigeria, he's still a successful man with a restaurant.
It's a very good point you make.
Thank you.
Made it well.
All right.
Actually, wasn't his ex-wife a Nigerian? Is that right, Sash? Was she Nigerian, his ex-wife?
Yeah, I think so, yes.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Well, we don't need to get into that. I mean, it's not about Giuseppe. And yet it is. So when we went to dinner the other night, at the restaurant that coincidentally Peter and I had been to before.
Yeah.
His mate Stefano runs the restaurant, owns the restaurant. And afterwards, because he'd come and picked us up with another mate of his, Andrea, and they'd been having pre-dinner drinks before, and then they were drinking at dinner.
Yep.
And so then, of course, we get in the car with him to drive home. And we did say, what happens with drink driving in Italy? Giuseppe.
What did he
say?
Are we
doing this now, or are we coming
back?
Yeah, no. I'm confused.
I do it.
All right. Well, no, so then him and Andrea started doing this thing, and then they started laughing. They started doing this physical mime of putting their two hands together, fanning out their hands.
So we got
and
one.
Putting them under their nose. I'll get Jacopo.
So one
to
hand,
come and show us.
Put the thumb of one hand under your nose, fan it out.
I think under your nose, Jacopo. Hang on, Jacopo is coming in to show us.
So,
okay,
yep,
Jacopo's
well, he's in the background.
I'll move over here, Jacopo.
So, yep, so yeah, we can see what he's doing there. We're going to video this and put it on our socials.
Yes.
Jacopo.
So, you know, in America, they make you walk the line.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sometimes when they pull you over for drink driving, or they make you shut your eyes, put your arm out, and then try and put your index finger on the tip of your nose.
Yeah, which it feels more fun than the Australian, you know, blowing
the
bag.
Wait till you see the Italian sobriety test. There's nothing more fun.
Yep.
Hang on, I'm going to do it with Jacopo. Okay,
so,
Jacopo, you come show
I've
us.
I've got one thumb.
So you put
on my
thumb
nose.
On your nose.
Spread out that hand, and then the other hand, you connect your thumb with
the
little finger.
Yep.
And then
lift up one leg.
Lift up one leg.
And
keep going, yes.
And you have to stand on one leg
and
balancing.
And touching
like
your other finger to your knee.
This is it. Jacopo, is
I'm doing
right?
it.
You do it.
I'm doing
Hang
it.
On, Jacopo. Look what Jacopo doing.
Jacopo, he was doing it as well. I believe he's sober. He can drive home.
That's but Jacopo, we haven't even had alcohol this morning and we can't do it.
I did it. I was able to do it.
Coffee. He said coffee.
And that is it. Do they have the breathalyzer, Jacopo, as well
then,
or not?
They Jacopo, do they have a breath test as well?
Where you can blow into a pipe. Do they have a blow?
You know, do they have a as well?
Blow.
To see if
blow.
You're drunk? They have that also. Come
they
in,
do.
Talk into the microphone.
Yep,
he doesn't want to. He's too shy.
No one's listening.
Jacopo.
Right.
He won't.
But they do have that as well, do they?
They have that as well, but I think that's unusual.
Yeah, right.
And then I'm reading that you can be 0.08 and still there's no, you pay a fine, but it's all right.
So 0.08 and you don't lose your licence?
No, not punishable in terms of criminal law.
So do you feel when your next trip with Giuseppe, who enjoys a drink...
Which will be today.
Can you do that test with him before he gets in the car? Because I'm slightly concerned for you.
He was doing it the other night.
He was
doing
it.
And he did it perfectly.
Oh,
and
well,
he ate beers
perfect.
In.
Exactly.
No. Practice makes perfect.
Hughesy and Kate Catcher.
Coles are getting on board to help Aussie kids to eat more fresh fruit and veg, and to talk to us all about it is world-renowned chef Curtis Stone.
Welcome to the show, Curtis.
What's up, Yuzi? How are you guys?
Mate, what's up is that you're a legend, and Kate Langbrook right now is in Bologna in Italy, and she's not eating enough fruit and vegetables, are you, Kate?
No, it's a problem over here in winter, Curtis Stone.
It's carb fest over there. That's all they're doing is carbs. I was just there myself.
Where were you in Italy, buddy?
I was in Umbria, actually. I went truffle hunting. Believe it or not.
Oh, did you?
Kate just ate a truffle pizza, is that right?
Yes, on Monday night. It was stunning.
I mean, it's everywhere there. It's like our tomato sauce. You know, we have tomato sauce on everything and they have truffles on everything.
Yeah, right. Yep.
Did you go truffle hunting? So truffles are like a little nuggety fungus, isn't
it? Like
a little
mushrooms, isn't
hard
it?
Mushroom that grows in the... Is it in the... An oak tree spores or something?
Yeah, they grow on the root of a hardwood tree, and the way they find them is they train a dog to smell the truffles, and the dog, they run around with the dog, and when they find when they get on the scent, and the hunter takes over and digs them out of the ground. It's pretty wild.
Sounds like fun. Yeah,
they used to use pigs, but it's illegal to use pigs now, Curtis Stone.
Yes. Yes, well, I don't think they want to use pigs because the pigs, they're a bit harder to pull off the truffle, you know.
Pigs
eat the truffles.
And why wouldn't they? Now, Curtis...
I noticed that there's no stickies, which is the new Coles collectibles. There's no Tarquin the truffle to stick on your fridge. There's Percy the pumpkin and Carlo the cucumber.
There's a stack of great ones. Billy the banana, Brody the broccoli, Georgie...
Marie the mango.
Yeah, Georgie, Grace and Gabby the grapes, Kelly the kiwi. Mate, this is a great idea. When I heard about it, I got on board because my children eat some fruit and vegetables and they need to eat more. So to inspire them, we're just going to Coles, yeah, and getting our stickies.
Yeah, so what we've done is I'm calling it the Rainbow Challenge, and basically what we're asking kids to do is to try a different fruit or veg. We've got five different categories, five different colours, so we want them to eat one from each colour each day, and they take that Rainbow Challenge, and then they collect the stickies along the way, which are these little adorable, like, fruits and veggies that have a little suction cup under them. So there's two parts to it. They're collectibles, but then you also... and I've developed a bunch of recipes and stuff that the kids can try out at home with the different fruit and veggies that we're showing.
Can I say, Katie, the suction on the stickies is very strong. They've done really well with their suction. It's bloody...
You watch where you stick that.
I'm going to stick it somewhere that's nice. And
poor old Lucy the lettuce.
Lucy's fine.
Now, Curtis Stone, this is a follow-up because of the incredible success of the little shops, isn't it?
Right, so that sort of collectible obviously worked with the little shop, and then we sat down and spoke about it, and I was like, well, let's turn it into something a bit more meaningful, guys, and let's find a way for it to actually do some good for the community. And this is what we came up with, which we thought was pretty cool.
It's a bloody great idea, Curtis. I'm completely genuine here, Katie. This is a great idea. My children are going to get involved with this, and we are going to we're going to complete that Rainbow Challenge on more days than not. All right. So that's
that's the attitude, isn't it?
Well, my little guy's three. Well, he's four now, but he was struggling with his fruit and veg, and like it's embarrassing for a chef to admit, but he's fussy with his food, my little guy. And we started doing a sticker chart where, I've got a big piece of cardboard and I'd give him a sticker if he try something new, and then we draw the fruit and colour it in, and that was sort of the birth of it, And then I was like, do we do a sticker chart for kids? And there's smarter people at Coles than me, obviously, and they sort of helped me develop it into something that's going to work.
You've helped develop this, Curtis Stone. You've actually been instrumental in the genesis of it.
Yep, we started with my son Emerson.
You can see that. As soon as I heard about it, I thought, bloody good idea. This is a genuine attempt to get the children of Australia to eat healthier. And Katie, I read that if you eat a lot of fruit and vegetables, you're less likely to get depression. Have you read that, Curtis?
It's true. It's true. It solves a lot of things. I mean, if you think about, what we put into our bodies and how much it affects us on so many levels, I think one in four kids in Australia is sort of classified as being overweight. And a large proportion of those are classified as obese, which is a problem. It's sort of, if we can just sort of move a bit more away from the processed foods and into the fresh fruit and veggies, then we'll all be in a better place.
Absolutely.
It's so true. It's not just the kids, it's me.
Yeah, well, Katie, today for breakfast, I had a choice between waffles or a Super Bowl, which was just all fruit and all vegetables, basically, and I chose the Super Bowl. And I was really...
And
it made me sad.
The problem.
It made me sad.
Yeah, I want the waffle.
But then I ate it and I was happy. Absolutely.
Yes, true.
So there you go.
Well done, Curtis Stone.
Yeah, great idea,
Can we give people
mate.
Some Coles vouchers? Let's give people some Coles vouchers.
Yeah, let's do it, all right? Ring right now, get some Coles vouchers. We're on board, boots and all, Curtis, and we look forward to heading to Coles and getting our stickies. My children are going to be lining up, buddy.
Champions. Thanks, guys. Appreciate the support.
Carl's Rainbow Challenge, helping Aussie kids to eat more fresh fruit and veg. And that is it from us. If you missed any of the show, podcast it, hughesyandkate.com.au. We'll be back tomorrow.
But give us a call right now. We'll give away some Coles vouchers.
131060. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye, all.
You're all caught up with the Hughesy and Kate catch-up. Want more Hughesy and Kate? Download the Hit app. Want access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au. Hughesy and Kate.